So being able to now see the different ways that interaction hypotheses are worded versus main effect hypotheses, the next thing that we have to look at is, are there different ways of trying to posit your interaction type hypotheses? And of course there are. Sometimes the authors make it really easy for us, and they kind of come across like knowing, hey, I know I'm going after an interaction, and I'm going to state it for you as plainly as possible so you know that I'm going after an interaction. That's an explicit stated factorial hypothesis. Sometimes they tend to blend the interaction and the main effect, and then lastly, they can give you an implied interaction hypothesis. And we're going to look at each one of these examples together. And then, kind of combined with that, we're going to have to also start to ask ourselves, what pair of simple effects tests or numbers do I need to look for in order to see if their particular interaction hypothesis is supported? So first, let's look at the one that's probably usually the most long-worded, but the good news is that it makes our job a lot easier when we're trying to figure out what tests of simple effects do we need to run. So in this particular example, we have task presentation and task difficulty, same one we've been visiting throughout this unit. The research interaction hypothesis is easy tasks will be performed equally well using paper or computer presentation. However, hard tasks will be performed better using computer presentation than paper. Which set of simple effects am I looking at? Am I going to go horizontally, where I put my pointers and my equals, or am I going to go vertically? Easy are performed equally well using paper or computer. Is that a horizontal comparison? It is. Where am I putting? What's the symbol? Yep. But hard tasks will be performed better using computer than paper. We got that? Everybody agree with that pointy? Now here's the shitty part. Remember, we have to figure out what set of simple effects comparisons did they just tell us to look at. I have two choices. I can look at the simple effect of task difficulty for computer and the simple effect of task difficulty for paper. Or I can look at the simple effects of task presentation for easy task or the simple effect of presentation for difficult task or for hard task. The question is, which set do I use? Here's the great thing about these types of hypotheses when they're explicitly stated. You know what a clause is? It's a part of a sentence that usually has like a comma or a semicolon at the end of it. Read that research hypothesis till you get to the comma. Everybody with me? Let's do it together. Easy tasks will be performed. Man, you guys are a bad Catholic church service. Easy tasks will be performed equally well using paper or computer presentation. Stop. To figure out what word goes right after SE up there, in that clause, which variable has both of its levels mentioned? Paper and computer, right? Goes with what? Yay! We're done. Simple effect of task presentation. Then for easy tasks, then we have to look at the simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks. See how that's mentioned in the second clause. In that first clause, they do talk about both variables. To figure out which statement you make about which simple effects you're running, the variable whose levels are mentioned in completeness is the word that comes right after simple effects. I'm doing the simple effects test of an entire variable on one level of the other variable. I'm doing the simple effects of the entire variable on the other level of the independent variable. Simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks. Then I have to look at the simple effects for hard tasks. Everybody good? Okay. Now you got to do it on your own. You ready? When they're explicitly stated, you can kind of figure out, you know which pointers you're putting in, but can you tell me what the statement is so that you get it correct? The simple effect of what complete variable on one level of the other, the simple effect of the complete variable on the other level of the independent variable. Young boys will rate playing with an electronic toy higher than playing with a puzzle. Stop, immediately. We're looking at the simple effect of what? Type of toy, because again, note that both levels of toy are mentioned in that first clause. We're looking at puzzles and electronic toys, first for boys, and then in the second half of the clause, we're looking at puzzles and electronic toys, but for girls. So, what am I putting in here? For boys, what's the pointy gonna look like? We good? For girls, they're gonna show no difference, so the rating of toys is going to be equal. So again, tell me, what am I looking at? The simple effect of type of toy for each level of? Yep, so you can first state it explicitly if you have to write all this out before you can wrap your head around it. I'm looking at the simple effect for type of toy for boys, the simple effect of type of toy for girls. Or, to state it more generally, I'm looking at the simple effect of toy for each level of gender. By saying each level of gender, that's telling you to break apart the results that you're getting from boys versus girls and make those sets of comparisons. Another one, judges will rate confessions as more useful than eyewitness testimony, whereas lawyers will rate eyewitness testimony as more useful than confessions. I'm looking at the simple effect of what? What is it? Good, I'm looking at the simple effect of type of evidence because both of those levels are mentioned together in that first clause. Tell me about the pointies. Are they gonna run horizontally or vertically? Are they? Let's look at this. Judges are gonna rate confessions as more useful than eyewitness testimony. Judges, confessions, eyewitness testimony. I'm running vertically. Are you good? Whereas lawyers rate eyewitness testimony as more useful than confessions. Eyewitness testimony bigger than confessions. This is a vertical comparison. The simple effect test here is the simple effect of the type of evidence for judges, the simple effect of the type of evidence for lawyers. We good? Is everybody okay? All right, and now I have to hit stop.